Peter from Wachowski Street. A reminder that at 11:55, when Wachowski is finished, we will recite to Tehillim as we usually do. But now we have the very special opportunity to hear from everybody.
The selections you have were designed to serve as a partial, incomplete introduction to the theme of the halachic and historical significance of Medinas Yisrael, according to the Rav. The Rav highlighted the fact that the Ramban has it in Sefer Mitzvahs over the course of his commentary on the Rambam's listing of the Tarayag Mitzvahs. So the Ramban at times dissents and thinks that what the Rambam counted as a mitzvah isn't a mitzvah. What the Rambam counted as two mitzvahs should really be compressed into one mitzvah. And then he, at the end, corresponding to as many mitzvahs essays he omitted, so as the Ramban omitted from the Rambam's count, so then the Ramban has his own mitzvahs essay to compensate and bring it back to 248. And similarly with the mitzvahs dos essay. So famously, in the mitzvahs essay, Sheshachach HaRav Limnos, that the Ramban has the following. The mitzvah revius of those mitzvahs that in the Ramban's opinion, the Rambam wrongly omitted, Shenitztavino l'reshes ha'oretz, asher nosen hakel, yisbarach v'yisal alav oseinu, l'avam l'yitzach l'yakov, v'lol na'azvenu b'yad zulaseinu min ha'umos ol l'shmama. V'hu amru lahem, v'horashtem es ha'oretz v'yishavtem ba, ki lachem nasati es ha'oretz l'reshes ha'osa. So the Torah has two verbs in this mitzvah. The Torah speaks of v'horashtem es ha'aretz, and then additionally, v'yishavtem ba. What do those two represent? So as the Ramban continues, he makes clear what these two elements, or these two parts of the mitzvah are. Nitztavinu anachnu lavo bo'aretz v'lichbo shemedinos u'lehoshiv bo shvateinu. V'chein acherei hachriseinu es ha'amimim ha'nizkorim, the shiva amimim, imratzu acharkein shvateinu lazo v'sa'oretz v'lichbosh lahem es eretz shino v'sa'oretz ashro v'zulasim en ha'makamos enem rasha'im shenitztavinu b'kibusha u'b'yeshivasa. So the man says that the two elements of the mitzvah are kibush and yishuv. V'horashtem es ha'oretz denotes kibush, and v'yishavtem bo yishuv. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means to settle the land, to live there, to establish a viable and hopefully thriving economy. But what is v'horashtem, what does kibush mean? It means that the Rav says clearly in the Ramban, he's basically just pointing his finger to the Ramban. It's not as the Rav said in other contexts that his father taught him to read between the lines. Here he's just reading the lines for us and maybe taking out a highlighter that v'horashtem, kibush, means to establish Jewish sovereignty. Now just to sort of place this in broader halachic context, in terms of discussion about the mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, there is a very, very well-known tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. Well, the Avnei Nezer talks about, again, Avnei Nezer, of course, living before Hakamas HaMedina, before the unimaginable happened. So the Avnei Nezer speaks of whether or not there is a chiyuv b'zman hazeh, whether or not there's a mitzvah b'zman hazeh. And he doesn't speak in these terms. As a matter of fact, Ashoel then asks him about this, and he sort of, I don't know, without referencing the Ramban, he sort of dismisses it. He doesn't think in those terms. So that's why the Rav, if you had a chance to see in the excerpt from that drasha, so he refers to it as a chiddush of Mizrahi. Again, a chiddush in the sense that just underscoring that mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means to establish Jewish sovereignty. Maybe just to read one or two excerpts. Kiyuma shel Medinat Yisrael v'huvda sheyehudim v'lo anglim kovim et ha'aliyah. Ki Yehudim v'lo Arabim hinam haba'alim hamediniim ba'aretz v'kayemet memshala Yehudit mishtara v'tzava harei ze kiyuma ha'gadol v'yoter shel mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The existence of Medinat Yisrael, the fact that Jews and not the English control Aliyah, that the Jews and not the Arabs are the political ownership, and that there's a Jewish government, police, and army, this is the biggest kiyum of mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Al nishkach, we shouldn't forget, ki mitzvah zo of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, novaat migzeres hakosu v'horashtem es ha'oretz v'yeshavtem ba. V'hi-hi Yerusha v'yeshiva. Yerusha perusha kibush, conquest, shelton mamlachti, sovereignty. Yeshiva mashma'a shikum kalkali, establishing a functioning and hopefully thriving economy. By way of offering halachic perspective, not political commentary, you know, a government that depends upon non-Jewish votes for its parliamentary majority is the antithesis of religious Zionism. The halachic essence of Zionism is establishing Jewish sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael, the Horashtim. So that's one perspective on the significance of Hakamas HaMedina. It's the first half of mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, establishing the sovereignty. In a different Russia, so the Rav comments that Ein Anu Garsim, religious Zionists, so we don't, our mantra, our credo or slogan, Einonu Garsim Tzionut plus Dat, O Tzionut Datet. It's not that we believe in Dat Umedina, that we have two values, religion and state. It's not that our loyalty is to Zionism and religion, o tziyunot datit, or even religious Zionism. Legabeinu kayam rak shem etzem echad umyuchad. There's only one word which encapsulates our belief, our value system, our loyalties, Torah. Eretz Yisrael kedosha hi v'yikara. In fact, of course, Eretz Yisrael is sacred and so precious But not as Rachmana Litzlan some independent, autonomous value, but because and only because of Nesha HaTorah Kitsha Uta. And that's why the Rav conceptualized, he has a halachic framework for his support for Medinas Yisrael. You know, it's important whenever you have slogans, right? We have here in Yeshiva Torah Mada. So Torah Mada is intended to reflect that there's a dual curriculum, that the Yeshiva operates in tandem with a college as well. It shouldn't be misunderstood to mean, Rachmana Litzlan, that there are two values, that there are two foci of loyalties. No, when one speaks of values, when one speaks of loyalties, so there's Torah. To the extent and to the degree that Torah values Chochma, so then Chochma does have value, but not in a sense that it has its own intrinsic autonomous value. The Rav also spoke of the historical significance of Hakamas HaMedina, the fact that since 1948 we have a Medina. Knesset Yisrael lived stateless for almost two millennia. We certainly suffered terribly at times. Jewish history is punctuated with instances of Kiddush Hashem throughout the millennia. But all that notwithstanding, we continued to live and retained our identity as the Am HaTorah. Ein Uma Seinu Uma Ela V'Sarasa, as per Rav Sadia Gaon's famous formulation. But the first half of the 20th century witnessed two defining and unprecedented developments. Anti-Semitism, as the Rambam highlights, has been a constant in our historical experience since Yetzias Mitzrayim, beginning with Vayolvo Amalek, Vayilachem Yisrael Befidim. But that notwithstanding, that the consistency of anti-Semitism notwithstanding, in the 20th century, it rose to unprecedented, devilish heights, as we know, in the Holocaust. In fact, that had always been the goal, but it was never, in terms of accomplishment, it never ever rose to such horrific, satanic levels. That was one unprecedented development in the 20th century, the first half of the 20th century. The other one, assimilation didn't begin in the 20th century. Modern assimilation sort of begins with the Haskalah, with the Enlightenment. But again, its origins and its roots, notwithstanding, in the first half of the 20th century, obviously that trajectory has continued, Rachmana Litzlan, since then, assimilation reached terrifying levels, right? The rate of intermarriage already then, and now even more so, is, Hashem Yirachim, is simply staggering. The Rav thought that Providence had ordained that given these twin developments, the modus vivendi, and not just modus vivendi, but the mode of survival for Knesset Yisrael required, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this point gave us a Medina. That whereas previously, again, we had been buffeted by all the forces of anti-Semitism, but nothing remotely approaching the magnitude of the Holocaust had ever happened. Nothing remotely approaching that had ever happened. There was assimilation, nothing remotely approaching what was happening and Rachman Ratzlan is still happening in the diaspora. Medinas Yisrael stands as a haven again, all the attacks, as we're very, very painfully aware, notwithstanding. But Medinas Yisrael is the one place where Jews can engage successfully in self-defense. Is one place where Jewish identity is accentuated and where Torah flourishes. And again, problems of assimilation in Medinas Yisrael notwithstanding, there's no comparison to what happens in Chutz La'aretz. Again, a couple of selections. Again, we're reading the selections in Hebrew translation. The drushes were originally given and published in Yiddish, but the Hebrew captures a little bit of the taste. Mehayu osim hayeshivot v'chachmei haTorah shenetzlu min haShoah udim mutzalim me'esh. Those who were saved from the Holocaust, the yeshivas, the Chachmei Yisrael, im Yosef shall tofresh samach beis. That's the way that the Rebbe is referring to Mizrahi, because of what the ideas he developed earlier in the drasha. Im haMizrahi lo haya kovesh at hadarach la'aretz Yisrael. ולא היה מאפשר לשתול מחדש את עץ החיים של ליטא וארצות אחרות בארץ הקדושה. If Eretz Yisrael wasn't there to receive them, so where would the renaissance of Torah have happened? Again, as much Torah as there is in Chutz La'aretz, unquestionably and unmistakably, the center of Torah is certainly in Eretz Yisrael. Skipping a few lines, but continuing in the same section, Al Shalat Atzmeinu. We shouldn't deceive ourselves. We shouldn't fool ourselves. Einon Yecholim Letlot Habei Tikvot Bagala. We can't hold out much hope for the diaspora. Hahitbolulut Goveret Miyom Liyom. Assimilation gets stronger daily, from day to day. Mispar Nisuei Taruvet Mitrabeh Behatmada. The number of intermarriages increases, Rachmana Litzlan, constantly. Gam b'chugim ka'ele, even in circles, she'al pi ha'sechel ha'yutzuchim li'yot m'chusanim k'choma b'tzura neger ha'magefa, even in circles which we would have expected to be inoculated against that plague of intermarriage, Rachmana Litzlan, k'var nimtza'im nisirat ta'ruvet. And again, this is, I don't know, this is in the 50s? This is the Rabbi speaking 70 years ago. Well, one of the remarkable things about these drushas, often drushas, because they relate to the metzias of that day, part of drushas become dated or even outdated. It's remarkable in the Rav's drushas how they resonate today. Amnam yesh ktsat Torah bagola. There's a little bit of Torah bagola, but now listen to this. I'm skipping one line. But iyachshal lachzot meirosh ma yikra l'dorot habaim. It's impossible to foresee what's going to happen in future generations. Nimtzaim anu b'sira ktana hana'a le'ita b'yam so'er. We're in a small boat which is moving in a raging ocean. Afilu Eretz Yisrael she'enena datit. Even, yes, the Medina is secular. Even in Eretz Yisrael, which is not yet religious, where the state is secular, but tuach ba atida shel Torah v'yahadut masrutit habe yoter mikan bagola. The future of Torah is much more secure even in a secular Medina than it is in Chutz La'aretz. We can fill in with the benefit of what we see going on, some of what the Rav was anticipating with Yafshal Lachzot Berosh Ma Yikra LaDorot HaBaim. Who can foresee what's going to happen in the Gola in future years? Another selection. Hashanim shall Sholat Hitler, the years of the Hitler Holocaust, Tkumat HaMedina, the establishment of the state, V'hasagei HaMizrachi Be'eretz Yisrael, and the accomplishments of Mizrachi in Eretz Yisrael, Shechnu'uni, persuaded me, B'tzidkat Darkah Shal Tznuatenu. Again, that referencing the unprecedented development in terms of the historical reality of the 20th century. The Rav speaks consistently of Medinas Yisrael in halachic and historical terms, but not in messianic terms. Of course, we're mitzapel Yeshua. And we certainly pray and hope that Medinas Yisrael, in fact, will turn out to be Reishis Tzmichas Gulasenu. But we don't know that for a fact. And support for the Medina doesn't rely upon messianic aspirations. The Rav, in one place, does use the term Aschalta de Gula. A couple of years ago, both in Yiddish and then in both in Yiddish and in English translation, the drasha that the Rav gave in 1948, a couple of months after the Hakamas HaMedina was published. So in that drasha, he does use the term Aschalta de Gula. But if you look in context, so it's quite clear that the way he's using it is not the way it's invoked commonly and popularly today, but he's using it to say that the accomplishment of the Hakamas HaMedina is only partial, because we have a Medina, and now we have to make a Torah Dik, and now we have to take advantage of the Medina to build Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not, he uses the term, but not in its messianic context, not with those overtones. And finally, the last perspective and the last Maram Malkum and I wanted to share about the further, another insight into the timing of Hakamas HaMedina. So this is a paragraph in Kol Dodi Dofek. L'fnei shanim ma'atot. So the drasha of Kol Dodi Dofek was delivered in 1956. L'fnei shanim ma'atot, a few years ago, 8 years ago, Be'etzem leil balahut malei zvaot maidenek Treblinka u'Buchenwald be'leil shel ta'ei gaz v'kivshanim. A few years ago, in the midst of the nightmarish night, full of the screams, full of the atrocities of Maidenek, Treblinka, and Buchenwald, in the night of gas chambers and crematoria, Bilel shall hester upon him muchlat, in a night of complete hester upon him, until that point. Bilel shall ton satan, in a night when the satan seemingly ruled, asher atzal l'schob et hara'aya mibeita l'knesia ha'notzrit, who wanted to drag Knesset Yisrael to the church. B'leil chipusim b'li harev u'bakashat hadod, b'leil ze gufo Safa Allah Hadad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared dafka in that night. HaKelam Mistater B'Shafir Chavyom Hofia Pit'om V'Hitchil Litfog V'Petach Ahalasha HaLavaya HaSchufa HaDvuya. Using the imagery from Shir HaShirim, so that the dod appeared and began knocking on the door to the tent of his beloved Knesset Yisrael. Shehitapcha al mishkava mitoch pirpurim v'yisurei gehenim, who was turning on her bed amidst the yisurim of gehenim. Eikav ha-haka'ot v'hatfikot v'petach ha-raya atufat evel noda midinat Yisrael. The Rav comments on the juxtaposition of HaKomis HaMedina with the years of the Holocaust. He just sort of presents that sharp contrast at a time when the hest upon him seemed to be complete. When the night was darkest, it was dafka then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared and allowed for, orchestrated the miraculous establishment of Medinas Yisrael. Kimenduma, that what he has in mind here is something that he articulates at somewhat greater length and more explicitly on the very first page of his essay, Halachic Mind. The Rav says that from time immemorial, so it's dafka when it's not limited to the Jewish historical experience. It's dafka when man is shattered, when he falls to the lowest depths, that then HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him. And the Rav says you see that pattern Adam HaRishon after the Chait. So Adam HaRishon, the Madrega that he was on before the Chait, and then the Nefila, the fall that he had through the Chait, and then what happens is Vayikra Hashem Elokim. He receives a Nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Adam HaRishon. Okay, so Enoch Hanami, he's going to be apprised of his own Esh, but it's extraordinary that at the moment of Nefila, so that's when he's zocher to this Gilui Shechina. Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest hizgalus to Moshe Rabbeinu, where Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hodieni Nas Drachecha and Hareini Nas Kvadecha, happened punct after the Chet HaEgel. If you look based on this scheme of the Rav, you see something remarkable in Sefer Shmos also. So Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe in the beginning of Parshas Va'eva, Vayoma Elav Ani Hashem, Va'eva El Avam El Yitzchak V'El Yaakov V'Kel Shakai Yishmi Hashem Lo Nadati Lahem. So what that means, the contrast between that the Avos had a vision of Kel Shakai, but they didn't have what you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are now receiving, Ani Hashem, a Nevuah, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Yudke Vovke. According to the Ramban, what this expresses is that Moshe Rabbeinu's uniqueness as a Navi begins here in the beginning of Parshas Va'era. The Vayomei Elav Ani Hashem is that only Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam, receives Nevuah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the Nevi'im from Malachim. All of the Nevi'im have a Re'iyas Chazon, that they see something. Moshe Rabbeinu, the communication is direct, is pure, without the mashal of a vision. So Moshe Rabbeinu here in Parshas Va'era becomes sui generis. He becomes one of a kind, the unique Navi, lokam Navi v'Yisrael kemoshe od, becomes the unique Navi. What's the context? What happened at the end of Parshas Shmos? Moshe Rabbeinu sinned at the end of Parshas Shmos, right? Moshe Rabbeinu challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Me'oz Bosi al Paro L'Dabar V'Shmacha, Heira L'Om Hazav, V'Hatza Lo Yitzalta Samecha. And it's dafka in the aftermath of that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastises him for that, and says, Ato Sira, Asher Esa L'Faro, Ki V'yod Chazoka Yishalchem, you'll see Asher Esa L'Faro, but you won't see Asher Esa L'Malchei Kanan. But it's dafka, and after the math of that, when a person is broken, whether it's an individual or collectively, so that's when we seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most. Batzal l'cham tza'ucha. And that's what accounts for this pattern, that it's dafka, again, when we fall to the depths, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself. That's what Adam HaRishon experienced, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu twice experienced as well. And that's what this paragraph is highlighting, the juxtaposition between the gas chambers and the crematoria of the concentration camps and the Hakamas HaMedina is exactly that same pattern, and that's what played itself out in the Hakamas HaMedina. Thank you.